the journey through enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, waking up to a higher purpose, a higher power, gaining further consciousness. There's so many terms for this. It's a heck of a journey, and it's a good one. I can honestly say it's a challenge, and it's always going to be, and the rewards are so much greater. So I've been hearing a lot of people talk about this, and oh my gosh, there's so much uncertainty. It's like I had a light bulb go on in my head, and all this information is flooding through, and it's overwhelming, and you know, you're seeing the world through a different lens now. And there's a lot of things that go on. Sometimes it can be discouraging because once you start getting really clear and requesting of the universe to put you on a different level of understanding, when you start diving into your brain and walking away from the television, when you start learning how to deal with the outside world by going inside, you know, this is not how we were raised. So you are learning to undo so many years of experience. You're a baby and, you know, you cry. They give you a pacifier. You know, now you're a baby and you cry. You go within for answers. And, it's a challenge. And it's something that takes time and takes patience and takes courage. And I can't express how glad I am that I've gone down this road. And there's been so many times where I stopped and just was feeling like, God, man, like maybe I want to go back to that bliss of the unknown and just the ignorance is bliss thing. Maybe I want to go back to this because this is overwhelming. Every time I feel that, the universe turns around and says, no, you don't, and shows me something bigger and brighter than I ever believed. And it's beautiful. And so anybody starting out with this journey, rather you're meditating 2 minutes a day or just closing your eyes 2 minutes a day or reading quotes or talking to friends or asking questions or turning off the television to go within or reading a new book, or if you're at all working towards this, or maybe you're going to a 10-day meditation Vipassana retreat, whatever you're doing to work towards your higher self and your higher consciousness, stick it out. Seriously. You know, people are feeling some things. One thing I hear a lot about is abandonment. And oh my gosh, I went through it. Just, you know, when that light bulb goes off and you really start learning about yourself in this world and you want to have greater understanding, and you start to chip away at the ego, it's hard. At times, because, you know, you have these conversations with people that you once used to talk to for hours, and now the conversations sometimes no longer serve you. You just feel like we're talking about things that don't fulfill your desires any longer. They might just be small talk type stuff that may not serve you any longer. And so what might happen is, you know, the people you regularly go to, if they're not on that same journey with you, you might start to find that you're bored and uninterested. And the outings tend to change. You want to spend more time in your aloneness. You know, you're learning to live with your own mind. You're learning to not go to answers through superficial things, or you're not creating as much distraction for yourself. There's no more endless drinking or repetitive shopping or television. It's you're going within. You're learning you in a new light, and you're undoing patterns that have been with you for so many years. So I just can't stress enough how much the journey is worth the reward, and to stick it out and to keep using your tools. And, you know, the universe is beautiful, and not everybody is ready to challenge themselves in this way, to form a new identity, to release the ego. So if you're ready, the universe wants to know that you are. And so it's going to challenge you. When you think you're on this high, it's going to kick you and put you back down. And it's going to see, you know, are you ready to get back up? Because what's on the other end of this is so much love and so much joy and understanding on a totally different level. And so I guess I could just say to trust it. Don't be hard on yourself in these times. Don't try too hard to make it all happen at once. Patience is everything. You may think that I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to read this book, I got to meditate this many hours a day, I got to eat this. It's the opposite. Just release the control and trust. Like water through a hose, if you squeeze the hose too tight, the water will not flow. So don't try to gain too much control of this. Just enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey, enjoy the experience of getting to know yourself. If you lose sight of your purpose as to why you're doing this, I read a quote. The greatest gift you can give to this world is that of your own self-transformation. Cheers.